You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Bickle. Coming up in an hour, we'll dive into the Commanders' first opponent, who they face in their home opener on Sunday, the New York Giants, as we talk to Paul Dottino. He covers the Giants for WFAN in New York. He'll jump on at 8 o'clock. Talk a little college football with Mike Locksley, head coach at Maryland at 9. But at 7 o'clock, time to hit the skins.
All right, boys. I'm just going to steal this tweet from Nikki Javala. It's kind of interesting. If the Commanders win their season opener on Sunday, Cakes,
yes,
she points out, it'll be the first time in 25 years that they've won three straight games against the New York Giants. Mm. Think about that.
Nice.
25. Last time they did it was 1998 to 2000, where actually the Skins had won four straight. Earl Forsey then retweeted it. We love Earl. And Earl had some nuggets from the first of those four straight wins. Do you know who the quarterback was for Washington? 98 to 2000. So in 1998.
I think Tony Banks might have been in there at the end.
You're probably right. Trent Green was Washington's starting quarterback. Remember, we love Trent.
Trent was there at the beginning.
Trent was like the one guy. We'd go out to Redskins Park every week back in the day. And we interviewed Charlie Castley. He brought us back at his office, and he was just so kind to us. And we would see his draft board and his FUBAR list.
I was going to say Gus Frerotte. Was Gus Frerotte there?
In 98? Maybe. Yeah, probably. Mm. Irving Fryer, Earl points out, and Andre Reed had touchdown catches in 2000.
Some old names right there.
In their last of their four straight wins against the Giants.
So, I was a little off. Jason's right. So 98, Trent Green, Gus Frerotte. 99, Brad Johnson. 2000, which is Brad Johnson into Jeff George.
Mm.
Jeff George was Snyder's first little pet project.
I was thinking Jeff George, but I didn't say it.
Jeff George, we interviewed him at one of those Super Bowls, I think in Atlanta.
He was very nice.
He was actually very cool, yeah.
He was awesome. Like, we really liked him. And he's one of those guys that, like, had this terrible sort of reputation.
Yeah.
And a kind of a malcontent. He was awesome with us.
Shoddy dumped him after three games. Yeah, then Shoddy went to Tony Banks.
Yeah.
Man, what a bad collection of quarterbacks.
Shoddy flexed his kind of power at that point and cut him. Just outright cut him. Didn't bench him. Just cut him. Said, see you later.
Right. Mm-hmm. But we loved Jeff. He was a good dude. We liked him. But Trent Green was like the only guy that would kind of acknowledge us. We had just started working in radio just for a couple years. We had a weekly interview with Charlie out at Ashburn. And we'd go back in the office. And Trent would say hello to us. He was like the fourth string quarterback. Did nobody. He was like the seventh round.
He's a good dude.
Such a just a down to earth, decent guy. Just happy to be there. And those are the kind of guys that talk to you when you're first coming up in radio.
Signed, yeah, the underdogs.
Signed by Sports Illustrated when he was with the Chiefs on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Not surprising.
Trenton had some runs. Like, he had health issues that kind of prevented him from really, really, you know, going on extended runs. But he had some runs where he put up some numbers.
Hell yeah.
If you remember.
Two-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, crazy.
I know the Pro Bowl doesn't mean anything now, but at one point being voted as the Pro Bowl quarterback was impressive.
Right. Just a couple little roster notes, and then we'll move on. They came out with their depth chart, but I want to go into.
The running back position was interesting.
But the Commanders, of course, they're going to be six-point favorites, Cakes, against the Giants. They did have a – this was interesting. So they had a former player last year who played all 17 games with the Skins, okay? They didn't re-sign him.
Okay.
But he played all 17 games. He signed as a free agent with the Cardinals in March, but then was released. The Jets just signed him. He's a former linebacker. I barely knew he was on the roster. In fact, I would have bet he wasn't on the roster.
Okay.
His name is Mikel Walker. He was one of their special team studs.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Played on 74% of the special teams snaps. He only played 7 snaps on defense behind Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu. But the Jets
it's
just
harder,
him.
I think, to notice special teamers now.
Totally.
And we'll see what happens with kickoffs this year because, I mean, what was the percentage of returns last year? 15%? 20%?
Well, they're trying to up that with the with the rules changes.
So I'm
now.
Saying it might change, but you just didn't see many kickoff returns, so it's harder for special teams players to stand out.
All right, so as we mentioned, the depth chart, the unofficial depth chart came out yesterday. And one of the guys that I was listening to as I was driving and pointed out, and I don't know if this is true, but he says this is basically the marketing department putting this out. This isn't something necessarily that Dan Quinn put out. I'm sure he probably okayed it on some level. But their PR department put out the unofficial depth chart for week one. Okay? No real surprises in a lot of the areas. Obviously, Jaden won. You have Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, Debo Samuel, your top three receivers. Tight end, Zach Ertz. Yeah. But here's where it gets a little interesting. A little interesting. Larry Metunsil is your starting left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
According to this depth chart, Josh Connerly has won the right tackle job, Cakes.
Yep.
I don't think that's a total surprise. I think that's what they wanted.
I think that's what they wanted.
And he showed out.
But he got better as the summer progressed. And listen, it could still be a rotation thing. I think last year, Brandon Coleman and Cornelius Lucas still split a lot early on in the season. So that could be a situation where he still kind of shares some time maybe with Wiley or Trent Scott. They've got Tyler Biadasz, obviously starting center. Nick Allegretti starting at right guard. And then at left guard, Brandon Coleman. So from left to right, Tunsil, Coleman, Biadasz, Allegretti, and Connerly should be your starting offensive line.
So Allegretti's starting over Wiley.
Yes, Wiley could be like sort of that swing guy who could fill in at right tackle. If Connerly needs to break, he could fill in at guard.
It's a much better offensive line. Than it was
better.
A year ago.
Much better. Also interesting, I think, before we even get to running back, Luke McCaffrey is kind of listed there multiple spots. Now, again, they only kept 5 receivers. Mm-hmm. Somebody had to be listed multiple times. They've got Jalen Lane behind Debo, Luke McCaffrey behind Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin. So there are going to be plenty of snaps and routes there for Luke to get on the field.
It's a big season for him.
When some of these guys... step down. I did see that there was a story on Yard Barker yesterday that a lot of people here locally have been kind of down on Luke because he didn't really show out in training camp and the preseason games for fans, at least from the fans' perspective. But there's some guy from the Juggernaut or something. Have you heard of that site?
I have not.
The Juggernaut. N-A-U-T.
Seen Sports Knot. Make sure they're connected.
Maybe it's Sports Knot. Something like that. He thinks Luke McCaffrey could be still a breakout guy. A breakout receiver for Washington.
I mean, that would be a welcome thing for the offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, if that happens. Yeah. He has another piece that he can work with that's actually reliable.
Now, when you get to the running backs, this is the one that's raising some eyebrows. And again, Who knows how this shakes out? This could just be a nod to sort of veterans. But Austin Eckler listed as RB1.
Mm, top the depth chart. Look at that.
With Jeremy McNichols, number two.
Yep.
Mm. Now, my understanding is he's more of a special teams guy than he is going to really contribute at running back. But who knows? C-Rod, three. And Bill,
four.
Four. Now, who knows what that means? I know for fantasy football guys, they're freaking out. You don't know. Maybe you have to wait a couple weeks to see how that shakes out, Cakes, before you play somebody other than Eckler.
I'll just, like, if Bill doesn't get, like, a jersey for week one, people are gonna lose their minds in the fantasy community because he was getting drafted pretty high.
Right.
Like, in the, like, seventh or eighth round in some drafts. I did not pick him, full disclosure.
All right.
He went pretty high in the draft last night.
Yeah.
Well, right now he's currently behind four. Jeremy McNichols and C-Rod.
People are going to be tweaking if he's not playing in week one.
And he might not get a jersey. Who knows?
We don't know. We'll
what
see.
Are the bill bets you have going on right now? Because you have multiple bill bets. Valdez, yeah. Can you get the bet book?
I might need to take out a second mortgage to cover all these bets.
Remember, this is their 53, and how many inactives do they have to have? So they're going to have somebody inactive. Is it going to be a fourth tight end inactive? Is it going to be one of the offensive linemen inactive? Is it going to be a fourth running? I mean, who's going to be inactive? Who's not going to get a jersey? Maybe it'll be one of the D linemen that they have. One of their linebackers?
They're speculating that McCaffrey might not.
Because he doesn't really. They're only going to go four receivers?
I mean, he doesn't really play teams, does he?
Well, he's a returner. He's their number one kick returner, actually.
He is?
So yes. Debo isn't?
On the depth chart,
no,
Debo's listed as
Debo
one.
Is Debo is listed.
Okay, he's the number two.
He's number two in both kick
but
and
I think
punt
they
return.
Have,
I think you have to
I think they have two kickoff guys out there, though, right? They don't
sometimes,
just have
usually.
One.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get a jersey.
Yeah, I think he will, too.
They just don't have enough receivers. There's no way they could have the three guys and then Jalen Lane.
Cakes has Bill leads the Commanders in carries week one. Ooh. Cakes, yes. JP, no.
That's a win, JP.
Hopefully that was a 25-cent bet.
It's $2. Okay. Most carries
standard.
For the season,
yeah.
You have Bill.
Yeah.
JP has the field. That's $10.
Yeah, I don't love the JP has the field. I think I made some bad bets
that was,
here.
That was a stupid bet on your part. You should have made JP take...
Pick one player. Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, but you're crushing on Bill.
Yeah, it's full blown
infatuation.
I was lusting after.
I know you
him,
were,
but
you made a poor decision by giving JP the field at even money.
I was swept up in the moment.
Yes.
I let my emotions
and then,
get the better of me.
C-Rod will be the first back on the field on the first play to start the season. Cakes, yes, or Cakes, no. EB, yes.
Okay. How much is that for?
$2.
Okay. Well, it looks like Eckler's going to be that guy.
If it's not either of them.
Yeah, if it's none of them, it's void.
Yeah, if it's Eckler taking the first carry, that bet is null and void.
All right, give me the defensive line depth chart, EB.
Yeah, so that's not really any real surprises. You got Dietrich Wise, defensive end, the two tackles, Payne and Kinlaw. That's where I'm really going to be watching. Dorrance Armstrong, opposite Wise.
Okay.
Outside linebacker, so-called, of Von Miller. Then you've got Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu. And then Marshawn Lattimore, I guess, is your CB1. Trey Amos, your CB2. Your inside guy, your nickel guy, Mike Sanistrill. And, of course, your safeties, Will Harris and Quan Martin.
I mean, it's just a better roster than last year.
Much better. That's older.
But that was
older.
But you just named 12, you just named 12 guys.
Because they include Von Miller
as an
edge guy when they don't really use.
So I'm
wondering, more often than not, you're going to have three corners on the field.
So Miller probably won't be on the first play.
Right.
Also, he's listed as outside linebacker because of the number he chose.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see in the Washington Post that Barry Zwerluga?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Took your bit?
No.
He wrote,
he wrote an entire column about how this team is better than last year's team, mm-hmm. but their record could be worse.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people have that thought, though, right?
I know. But
I think I was first to the party.
I think you were first to the party on that.
6 months ago, people were slamming me. I said, look, I love the direction of the team.
I was reading it this morning. I was kind of chuckling.
I don't think you stole that from me because I think it's an obvious thought. We had so many things go in our favor last year. It's going to be hard to stay as hot. But, I mean, the roster's better, right? Especially if Lattimore is anything close to what he was.
The roster's definitely better.
Yeah.
I said this last week or 2 weeks ago. They used to only have one guy in that top 100 list. Mm-hmm. They've got four now. The talent level has gotten better.
Yeah, we mentioned number one punt returner, Jalen Lane. Number one kick returner, Debo. Luke McCaffrey backing up both guys. And then, you know, keep your eye out on Matt Gay. That's something that I'm still not sold on there yet, buddy.
Again, I'm fine with him under 50. He gets dicey 50 plus. I just feel like he's almost always going to hit the 40 plus yarders, and 50 is going to struggle.
All right, well, don't.
That's going to be the issue.
DQ, unless it's a potential, you know, game tire or game winner, DQ's got to be smart about that.
DQ's going to keep going for it. That's what he does.
Or if you want to just try and Tress Way, he'll pin somebody. He'll pin somebody inside the seven.
Yep.
So they just got to be smart.
So
I'll tell you what, it's going to be a challenge from the start for Connerly if he's starting, because that Giants defensive line is no joke.
Well, yeah, and he'll be going against Abdul Carter, right? But everybody pointed out
they might move him around
in the was it in the bowl game that Connerly held up pretty well against him. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Carter, he held him to zero sacks. My understanding is, and I didn't watch the breakdown of it, but that, you know, Carter had his moments, but Connerly certainly held his own and did as well as anybody did against him last year. So that's good.
We're going to get back into the Commanders coming up at 8 o'clock. Paul Dottino, who covers the Giants, will join us as we dive into Sunday's matchup here on the Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.